Good morning and praise the Lord. Dear people of God, what a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to Jesus. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 46 and verse 10. It reads, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, Psalmist knew how to be still in the presence of the Lord. And Psalmist very prophetically wrote about that, because he went through a lot of turmoil, a lot of wars, a lot of bloodshed. And to be still in that situation and to know that God is in control of every situation is a very challenging situation, right? It was similar with Job. If you read the story of Job in the book of Job, you will find that Job had a weakness, and it was his tongue. And if you read the whole book, you find that Job talked excessively. Not that you could blame him. After being hit by calamity, there wasn't a wall standing in his house or a loved one living. And his wife, empathetic soul that she was, told him to curse God and die in Job chapter 2 verse 9. Then his four friends from where they were, they came from all sides, and then they started to talk to him, okay? And they started to find out that why Job is so troubled, right? So we got 37 chapters into the book of Job where before God speaks a word, right? In chapter 38 begins, "Then the Lord answered Job." All of the 37 chapters, Job is talking, his friends are talking. And after God got through speaking, Job said, "I'm not worthy. I cannot answer you anything. So I will put my hand over my mouth," in chapter 40 verse 4. Right? That's what he's saying. I will seal my lips. I will shut my mouth. I will speak no more. Right? So what do we notice? We notice before he heard from God, Job couldn't talk enough. Right? But after he heard from him, he couldn't talk at all. And that's amazing. The only thing Job got right was, he says in 13:15, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust him." Hallelujah. Sometimes the best way to handle your problem is to trust and not talk, to submit and not speak. Job did not know at the time, but God's plan was to give him twice as much in the end as he had lost. And it happened when he stopped focusing on his own problems and started praying for his friends. If you see in Job 42:10. So my dear brothers and sisters, you may be going through a challenge. You may be on a crossroads of your life. You may be living in anxiety. Be still. Be open and willing. God is still on the throne. He is in control of every detail of your life. Even in the worst circumstances, he has your best interest at heart. Amen. I like what Psalmist David said in Psalm 138:8. He said, "The Lord will vindicate me." That's all you need to know today, that God will vindicate you. He'll come through. He will deliver you. He will set you free. He will fight for you. And you will come out through your challenging situation. So be still and know that God is the Lord God Almighty. He will be exalted among the heathens and in the nations and in the earth. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. We bless you. We praise you. Lord, in our trying times and our difficult times and the crossroads of our lives, give us the grace, O Lord, to be still and know that you are our Lord and our God. Lord, give us that, Father, peace, the shalom, in the deep recesses of our heart and in our mind, that we'll know that God is in control of every situation of our lives. And therefore, Lord, we can rest in you. We commit all our plans and our purposes into your hands. We cast all our cares unto you because you care for us, your word says. And today, Lord, that you will lead us and guide us besides the still waters and green pastures in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for your flock as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the enemy. Lord God Almighty, flourish and prosper them because they are your heritage. I pray for the ones who may be grappling with health conditions. I speak healing into their bodies right now in Jesus' name. I rebuke, reject, refuse every manner of sickness that tries to afflict them in any way. I rebuke it in Jesus' name. And Lord, I speak forth healing to flow from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. And we give you the glory and honor, dominion, power and authority because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.